Today, OFED rate hikes are coming. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and prop news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Well, the Federal Reserve just considerably raised its expectations for inflation this year and brought forward the timeframe on which it will next raise interest rates. This, of course, is bad news for anyone borrowing money around the world, because what the central bank does will flow over into many other economies too. And yet, the central bank gave no indication as to when it will begin cutting back on its aggressive bond buying program, although Fed Chair Jerome Powell did say that officials discussed the issue at the meeting. You can think of this meeting, he said, as we're now talking about the talking meeting. And Powell said in a phrase, of course, that recalled a statement he made a year ago, when he said that the Fed wasn't thinking about raising rates. This is not what the market expected, says James McCann, deputy chief economist at Aberdeen Standard Investments. The Fed is now signalling that rates will need to rise sooner and faster, with their forecast suggesting two hikes in 2023. This change in stance jars a little with the Fed's recent claims that the recent spike in inflation is temporary. Powell did note that some of the dynamics associated with the reopening are raising the possibility that inflation could turn out to be higher and more persistent than we anticipated. And Powell said progress towards the Fed's dual employment and inflation goals was happening somewhat faster than anticipated. And he particularly noted the sharp rebound in growth that has now seen the Fed suggesting GDP could be 7% in 2021. Much of this rapid growth reflects the recent bounce back in activity from depressed levels, and the factors more affected by the pandemic remain weak, but have shown improvement, he said. The policy-making Federal Open Market Committee unanimously left its benchmark short-term borrowing rate anchored near zero, but officials indicated that rate hikes could come after saying in March that it saw no increase until at least 2024, and the so-called dot plot of individual member expectations pointed clearly to two hikes in 2023. Although the Fed raised its headline inflation expectations to 3.4%, that's a full percentage point higher than the March projection, the post-meeting statement continued to say that inflation pressures are transitory. Raised expectations come amid the biggest rise in consumer prices in about 13 years. Markets reacted to the Fed's news, with stocks falling and government bond yields going higher as investors anticipated higher Fed policy ahead, including the likelihood that the bond purchases will slow as soon as this year. If you're going to get two rate hikes in 2023, you have to start tapering fairly soon to reach that goal, said Kathy Jones, head of fixed income at Charles Schwab. It takes maybe 10 months to a year to taper at a moderate pace. Then we're going to need to start tapering maybe later this year. And if the economy continues to run a bit hot, rate hikes could be even sooner than later. Even with the raised forecasts for this year, the committees still see inflation trending towards its 2% goal over the longer term. Our expectation is these high inflation readings will now abate, Powell said at his post-meeting news conference. And Powell also cautioned about reading too much into the dot plot, saying it is not a great forecast of future rate moves. Liftoff is well into the future, he said. Officials raised their GDP expectations for this year to 7% from 6.5%, and the unemployment estimate remained unchanged at 4.5%. The statement tempered some of the language of previous statements since the COVID-19 crisis. Since last year, the FOMC has said the pandemic was causing tremendous human and economic hardship across the United States and around the world. But Wednesday's statement instead noted the progress vaccinations had made against the disease, noting that indicators of economic activity and employment have strengthened, and the sectors most adversely affected by the pandemic remain weak, but also have shown some improvement. Investors were watching the meeting closely for statements about how Fed officials see an economy undergoing rapid expansion since the depths of the pandemic crisis in 2020. Recent indicators show that in some respects, the US is expanding at the fastest rate since World War II. But that growth has also come with inflation, and the central bank has faced pressure from various sources to at least start curtailing the $120 billion in bond purchases it makes each month. In his post-meeting news conference, Chairman Jerome Powell noted that Fed officials had discussions on the progress made towards inflation and employment goals relative to the asset purchases and will continue to do so in the months ahead. Markets have been looking for the possibility that the committee would address its open market operations, where it provides short-term funding for financial institutions, the so-called overnight repo operations, where banks exchange high-end collateral for reserves, have been seeing record demand lately as institutions look for any yield above the negative rates they're seeing in some markets. In fact, the committee did raise the interest it pays on excess reserves by 5 basis points to 0.15%. And in a separate matter, the FOMC announced that it would extend dollar swap lines with global central banks through to the end of the year. The currency program is one of the last remaining COVID-era initiatives the Fed took to keep global markets flowing. The central bank held the target rate for its benchmark policy rate at 0 to 0.25%, where it's been since March 2020, and of course maintained the $120 billion pace of monthly bond purchases. The FOMC vote was unanimous. The more aggressive signal from the Fed's forecast saw the dollar rise, stocks decline, and yields on the 10-year Treasury jump. It's a hawkish surprise, said Thomas Kosteg, senior US economist at Pictet Wealth Management, referring to the rate projections. We're looking at a Fed that seems positively surprised by the speed of vaccinations and the ongoing withdrawal of social distancing measures. The quarterly projections showed 13 of the 18 officials favoured at least one rate increase by the end of 2023 versus 7 in March, and 11 officials saw at least 2 hikes by the end of that year. In addition, 7 of them saw a move as early as 2022, up from 4. The dots should be taken as a big grain of salt, Powell said, referring to the interest rate forecast. He cautioned that discussions about raising rates would be highly premature. The Fed marked up its inflation forecast through the end of 2023, with officials seeing their preferred measure of price pressures rising 3.4% in 2021, compared with a March projection of 2.4%. The 2022 forecast rose to 2.1% from 2%, and the 2023 estimate was raised to 2.2% from 2.1%. Consumer price pressures have proven hotter than expected over the last 2 months. Labour Department figures showed a 0.8% jump in prices in April and a 0.6% rise in May, marking the two biggest monthly increases since 2009. Of course, some of that relates to the base effects. While inflation has soared well above the Fed's goal, employment lagged behind. As the reopening continues, shifts in demand can be large and rapid, and bottlenecks, hiring difficulties and other constraints could continue to limit how quickly supply can adjust, raising the possibility that inflation could turn out to be higher and more persistent than we expect, Powell said. Labour Department reports on employment published since the last gathering of the FOMC in late April, on the other hand, have disappointed relative to forecasters' expectations. The US unemployment rate was still elevated at 5.8% in May, with total employment still millions of jobs below pre-pandemic levels. Even so, the FOMC median projection for unemployment in the fourth quarter of 2021 was unchanged at 4.5%, and the median estimate for the same quarter a year later was marked down to 3.8% from 3.9%, and the 2023 forecast still stayed the same at 3.5%. I am confident that we are now on a path to a very strong labour market, Powell told reporters. We learned during the course of the last very long expansion, the longest in our history, that labour supply during a long expansion can exceed expectations. The US economic recovery is gathering strength as business restrictions lift and social activity increases across the country. Robust demand from consumers and businesses alike are outstripping capacity, leading to bottlenecks in the supply chain, longer lead times and higher prices. And Fed officials said that such fits and starts are to be expected given the unprecedented nature of the pandemic, and expressed optimism about the outlook for the second half of the year as more Americans get vaccinated. And the FOMC raised its projections for economic growth, with gross domestic product expanding 7% this year, up from a prior projection of 6.5%, and it maintained the 2022 expansion forecast at 3.3% and raised the 2023 expectation to 2.4% from March's 2.2%. The Fed Reserve appears to have convinced the world's biggest bond market that it's ready to act to keep the US economy from overheating if it needs to. Treasury yields surged on Wednesday, led by maturities around the five-year range, while measures of inflation expectations tumbled after policymakers surprised markets and signaled 2 quarter-point rate hikes by the end of 2023. The central bank had previously predicted rates would remain near zero out beyond 2023. Fed Chair Jerome Powell also said that officials have begun the discussion about tapering bond purchases. The pronouncements show that the central bank is gaining confidence in the economic outlook, giving a boost to bond bears. But bulls can focus on the millions still out of work in the wake of the pandemic, the lingering threat of virus variants, and Powell's insistence that the actual start of any policy normalization was still far off. 10-year yields rose, yet are still within recent ranges. The Fed projections are more aggressive than most market participants were expecting, said Zachary Griffiths, a rate strategist at Wells Fargo. That's a big indicator of where the policy rate could be down the road. And also a key takeaway was that the Fed is starting to think about tapering their asset purchases. 10-year yields rose by as much as 10 basis points to 1.59%, and they extended a rebound from a three-year low of 1.427%, which was hit last week, and touched the highest since June the 4th. The day's high, though, was still well below the 2021 peak of 1.77% that was reached in March. Yields in the 5 to 7 year range, which is especially sensitive to Fed policy expectations, led the rise on Wednesday. And the 5 year rate reached the highest since April, flattening the yield curve. The prospect of Fed tightening coming closer into view sent the 2 year Treasury note to a 1 year high of 0.21%. After dismissing rising inflation and inflation expectations for the past 3 months and focusing solely on the labour market, it feels like the FOMC just put its hand back on the wheel, analysts said in the note. Break-even rates, a market proxy for inflation expectations, tumbled. Five-year break-evens slid about 8 basis points to 2.41%, and these rates have been surging in recent months amid the reopening from the pandemic, leaving some investors to warn that the Fed might be risking letting the economy run too hot. The move in break-evens helped drive real yields projected over the next half decade up by about 19 basis points to minus 1.54%. If long-term inflation expectations rise significantly, the Fed will be ready to adjust policy, Powell said. And traders now see even greater odds that the Fed will in coming months start laying out plans to taper its $120 billion in monthly bond purchases. Tapering discussions will get even more serious at the July meeting. That would lay the groundwork for a firm signal from Jackson Hole, that's the annual August Central Bank Symposium held in Wyoming. This venue has been used in the past by central bankers to signal policy changes. Powell told reporters on Wednesday that while reaching policymakers' goals of substantial further progress on their objectives to begin slowing its bond buying was still a way off, participants expect that progress will continue. And when the central bank is ready to signal the start of tapering, it will be very careful, Powell said. It will be orderly, methodical, and transparent, he said. So as a result, the S&P 500 ended in the red, falling 0.53%, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 0.77%, and the Nasdaq Composite was also down 0.24%. Treasury yields jumped sharply on the news, and investors sold bonds on expectations of rising rates. And growth sectors in the market, like tech, which typically boasts higher valuations that are unattractive in a rising rate environment, paired some of their post-Fed losses, but ultimately ended lower. Cyclicals, which tend to move in tandem with an improving economy, were also low, although financials were higher as bank stocks were boosted by rising rates. Crude prices gave up some earlier gains, with WTI rising after a mostly bullish crude oil inventory report. Americans are travelling as jet fuel demand improved, raising demand. And Saudi energy minister noted that the oil market is not out of the woods yet, and that the OPEC Plus had a cautious approach, which is paying off. The short-term rebound in the dollar will also be a speed bump in WTI crude's path higher. Gold continues to lose its mojo after the Fed's latest economic projections, showing that the stimulus is definitely on the way out. The Fed's hawkish pivot is a major kill-off for gold bulls that could see some momentum selling over the short term. And short-term Treasury yields will continue to rise, and that should provide some underlying support for the dollar, which will keep commodities vulnerable. The line in the sand that needs to be defended for bulls now is around $1,800, somewhat lower than previously expected. And Bitcoin pulled back after testing some of the upper boundaries in its recent 30,000 to 41,000 trading range. Bitcoin needs to find another way to get cryptocurrency traders excited. Following the El Salvador commitment to Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency community is awaiting which country is next. Bitcoin either needs to show progress on becoming carbon neutral, or have to find more countries that will accept Bitcoin as legal tender. And of course, a stronger dollar sent Bitcoin tumbling as all risky assets were sold off. Bitcoin's consolidation phase will probably continue for a while longer. But standing back, this means that we need to prepare for higher rates ahead. And even here in Australia, where things, I think, still have some way to work out, people should be very cautious about the current low rates. They may not be with us for as long as even central banks around the world have been promising. And if the Fed's move over 1 month is any indication of what's ahead, we have to plan for higher rates ahead and all the consequences that that brings. One of the most critical issues remains the over-leveraged status of many households in Australia. And with higher rates ahead, that could be a significant risk on the horizon. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.